You need collateral to get a loan, and you have nothing.
Well, you got leeches. That's good credit. That's an 850 credit score. But he about to get that 1% APR.
Welcome to the first episode of Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast in 2025. I am your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin. Please, Beyonce, for the love of God, let it be a tour. And I'm joined by my co-host, Gingy, my love, TJ, runner-up.
You know,
yeah.
If I didn't have to play TJ first, I'd have won it all.
I would have. I'd be real upset if I were you.
Yeah, I'm real upset. I am really upset.
TJ, you good? How you feeling?
I'm hurt. I am hurt. It was rough. James Conner got hurt. Jerome Ford got hurt. And then his team just went the fuck off. And for real, like, the amount of hate I had for Joe Burrow before this is like magnified by 10, because they had the ball. He could have nailed it. They could have kicked the field goal to win the game, but instead he did a quarterback sneak, scored a touchdown. Denver scores another touchdown right after that. Then they go into overtime for him to get a second touchdown. So, yeah, I'm highly upset. I was watching that game, and, yeah, I was hurt. Because Joe Burrow, all he had to do was kneel. They kick a field goal. They win the game anyway. But instead, he had to make it a lot harder, a lot more difficult for me to lose. So instead of like 32 points, he got him 62 points. Not that it would have mattered because everybody else on his team went off, but that just started it all.
Wow. Well.
But I had to roll my sleeves up. I'm getting hot. I'm fucking pissed.
Listen, because I'm going to be honest with you. I had that intro written.
That was up by like what?
Yeah.
50?
I had to change it. I had to change it.
Shit.
I had faith in you. But.
Can't win them all, though, you know? Can't win them all.
Can't win them all. You definitely can't win this one or, like, the two before. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Yeah. I have won our league before. Don't act like I haven't. I've never won it. I think I've won it twice, but.
But there's no ring that you're looking at?
Correct. But that's before everybody was putting money in. Everybody was kind of cheap back in them days.
Still in, what you mean?
True. People still can't put their money in on time.
Final time. This is not a fantasy football podcast.
Oh, the final time until we hit like season 6.5 in this show. And then fantasy football will be starting up over again.
Yes, on this here Game of Thrones rewatch podcast, where this week we are discussing Game of Thrones season 4, episode 3, Breaker of Chains, an air date of April 20th, 2014. Nice. Written by David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, directed by Alex Graves, and had a rating of 6.59 million. So a correction to last week. Last week's rating was 6.13. So we're up from last week.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because that monster died. And speaking of that monster, that is exactly where we pick up on that face.
I love how they show the faces again.
Have you ever seen such a high stakes game of chutes and ladders? Because Tyrion is on his way down. Looks like Sansa's going to get out and do what? Climb a ladder amidst chaos.
I like where you went with that. I had no idea where you were going with that.
So, yes, we open with the pandemonium. Tyrion is blamed, obviously. Obviously, he's done it for obvious reasons.
Yeah, who else?
Who else? Who else, Ginger, are you asking that question right now? Like, at this point?
Well, I'm asking who, because I don't think Tyrion did it. So it's not who else. It's just who.
Who done it?
Who done? Oh, we love a good who done it. But who got Sansa out of here? Ser Dantos. And he's taking her to a creepy ship.
With a creepy person.
Right? This doesn't feel ominous. Were you expecting Littlefinger when she got up that ladder?
I was not.
And how do you feel about it?
That maybe he was in on it.
Because he took that necklace and smashed that priceless jewel to dust.
Indeed.
And indubitably. And to be fair, he has set up Tyrion before.
He's set up a lot of people. Always seems to be in the right place, right time.
Because he's supposed to be getting married.
Correct.
Yep.
And whenever he takes a break from the show, it seems like whenever he takes a couple episodes off, he forgets how to talk like Littlefinger. It's always off when he comes back. Like I'm listening to him talk. I'm like, you don't sound the same, man.
But he spent a lot of capital getting Sansa Stark to safety. Do you think she's safe?
Absolutely not.
I mean, he promises her that she's safe. So, he's obviously. And there's grooming. Anyways.
Yeah, indeed.
What a fucking monster. What an absolute monster. But is this who you thought that other feather bed was for?
No.
Yeah. Turns out it's for a child. Yikes.
Yeah, who would have thought he would be doubling back?
If he even left. Did
True.
He?
Did he leave?
Because he said he had that necklace made and he's supposed to be in the Eyrie.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway.
Find out next time.
Anyway, Margie's a two-time widow. This got to be some bad luck on her part.
Yo, imagine being a teenager and being a widow twice. Or however old she is. She ain't much older than 20.
Right? But Lady OG tells her, like, don't worry, the next one will be easier.
Third time's a charm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, James?
Yeah.
By the third time being the charm, girl, give up.
What's her move here?
Go back home. Live in peace.
You think that's what she's going to do?
She wants to be the queen.
Yeah.
So what is she going to do?
She going... I don't know what the next plan is.
Is it Stannis?
Nah, she ain't going to Stannis.
Is it Balon Greyjoy? Yeah.
Old boy Greyjoy still out there?
Nah.
Who knows? Wait for Daenerys?
What? Hey.
I'd still be watching if she was. You would have never got me off that episode.
No, I don't know what the next plan is. Like, I don't know. Unless you want to wait for old boy to come of age.
Do you need to wait for him to come of age? Don't give him too long to think about who his prospects are out there.
I know, right? There's always a younger model waiting.
But if it's him, like, what does he do? Like, does he just take on his brother's wife?
Yep.
Well, I mean, I think we find out when Tywin gets his hooks in him that he seems like a very pliable boy.
He does.
Mm.
Very different than Joffrey. And Tywin knows it.
And yes. How? Absolutely. And Tywin gets to work on that spare real quick. Like, literally over the body of his dead brother.
Mm. There's a lot of things that it's just wrong place, wrong time over the body of that dead brother.
There's
in the scene.
Oh, we'll get to that because I have a gripe with that. But we'll get to that. But first, what makes a good king? Is it strength? Your daddy was strong.
No. Robert was strong, not his daddy, because it never got said that it was his dad. I wrote that down. Like, it's kind of weird that he just called him King Robert. He didn't say, oh, your father was strong. Like, he talked to him like Robert was never even in his life. Like, you don't know this man, King Robert, but he was strong.
You make a good point.
Yeah. Okay. But, like, Tommen's a lot easier to deal with than Joffrey. Because, like, could you imagine him trying to have this conversation with Joffrey?
Oh, Joffrey would have bitched and moaned and never even had the conversation.
And poor Cersei, like, I can't even believe you're doing this right this fucking second.
Yo, I think if there was any point in the series where she thought about killing Tywin, it was right there.
Yeah, the look on her face.
Like, because he's acting like there's not a dead body on this table.
And fuck mourning this kid. Like, fuck mourning Joffrey. We're over and done with him. He wasn't a good king anyway. Get him out of here. Like, kind of glad he's dead at this point.
Well, aren't we all?
Yep.
Tywin's on our side. Tywin's one of us.
So Tywin obviously takes Tommen out because he doesn't have time for this. He's the king now. And Jaime enters and sends everyone out. And then this scene gets wild. And I will say, like, Ginge, I will say for you, this is something that, like, D&D did for the show. Because in the book, this is consensual. Like, Cersei wants it. She never says no. Like, it's weird and gross.
Yeah.
But there's not that extra layer of, like, no, stop, don't, and he doesn't.
Yeah.
So at least they've once again put in an assault where there was not one canonically. And I hate it now that I know. So, like, this does make me feel, like, less gross about this scene.
Yeah, it's a weird scene anyway. And then the whole, like, rapey aspect of it makes it even makes it even weirder.
Yeah. Because, like, Jamie, like, in the book, Jamie wasn't even at the wedding when he died. Like, this is basically, like, how he came back. And now Joff is dead. And, like, him and Cersei are gonna fuck. She's like, he's home.
Yeah.
But still, gross and weird, and those fucking stones again. So that's fun. Anything?
So I'll have a question to ask. Remind me to bring this up. But it's about Jaime killing Tyrion. James, I'll ask it in the Tyrion scene later on. But
well, if you're gonna ask your thoughts me. Are. If Jaime's gonna kill Tyrion, I don't see it happening.
That is my question.
Yeah,
like, what's gonna happen?
I wrote it down. I was like, I don't.
Because Cersei wants him to kill him, Tyrion wants to see him. So what's gonna happen with Jaime when eventually that's gonna come into play?
I don't think he's gonna do it.
Okay.
Is it? Do you think it's like a brotherly bond thing? It's like,
well, yeah.
Or do you think it's if like
Jaime's always looked out for Tyrion?
And how do you? Like, how do you think Cersei's going to handle it when Jaime doesn't kill him?
Well, Cersei only got herself to blame because, one, when Jaime came back, she said, too late, who cares that you're even back? And then he called her a hateful woman, and then Jaime raped her. So, like, pretty much, he done. He gonna go to Brienne now. That's his woman.
I don't know if he's done. I don't know if done's the thing.
Some men enjoy.
If you call a girl a hateful bitch and then you fuck her right after, you're just toxic. You ain't done. That's all that is.
and I won't be arguing. Anyway, in the Riverlands, that stew looks like toilet water. I'm sorry. Did
Where's the rabbits?
Huh?
Where's the rabbit? Like, where's the meat? Want a rabbit stew?
It's underneath the water. Like, that stew didn't even look thick. What?
Yeah, I know. Like, where's the meat at in the stew? Like, what is this? They just, it's rabbit stew because they just dip like a rabbit's foot in it. A flavor or some shit.
Well, Arya and the Hound, adorable as they are, like, the Hound has plans, sort of. He might go join the Second Sons, which, fitting, am I right?
Yeah, indeed. And, are they even the Second Sons anymore? Or is it just like the Second Son at this point?
Right, because we're
like, where are they at? It's only one of them that we see.
But Arya says she has friends in Braavos. That's why she wants to go to Braavos. I have friends there. And then the Hound pees, and that's gross. I hate that. But anyway, Arya is a good liar. Fantastic liar.
That was really good. And like, to pull the Tullys out of her ass and save them was really good.
I mean, we're in the Riverlands. People like my granddad.
Yeah.
She's a
quick thinker.
And now we get to, like, make a mess at your table over this disgusting looking stew. It didn't even, like, it just looked like film on top. But they're hungry. And they ate like animals.
Yes, they did.
It was so gross.
Yeah, I felt the hell, though. Like, there's nothing worse than already waiting hours for a Thanksgiving dinner that's supposed to start at like 3 o'clock and you're not eating until 5:30, only to get somebody pray the fucking longest prayer that you've ever heard in your entire life. Black folks.
Oh my God. That's such an experience.
Black folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I've said 100 amens during your prayer because it's so long. Like, I shouldn't say amen more than 5 times during a prayer.
You need a kid. Like, that's why you need, like, a kid at a cute
start
age
crying
to wrap it up. Like, they'll tell you, this is taking too long, and that's how they wrap it up.
Nah, just let me pray. I'll hit them with a God is great, God is good. We'll be eating in no time.
Well, speaking of eating, they bring up the red wedding. So, then the sacrilege that the Freys committed, because they're doing a shit job running these lands.
Yeah. We used to be safe, but now we're not.
Right? So why don't you, can you hang out here for a little while? You're big. You look strong.
And you like our food.
Yeah. You lied about my daughter's cooking.
Yeah, you like our food.
Yeah, just stay. Fair wages, fair work. Let's do it. How about it? What did you think he was going to stick around?
Absolutely not.
As soon as he said the silver, you knew, like, that's it. You're getting robbed, sir. Like, why would you say that?
Yo, the Hound is always, like, this close to getting off Arya's list. Like, he's always, like, almost there, and then he's like, you know what, fuck it, I'll just stay on the list. Like, there's always a moment to where she's like, you know what, I think I like this guy, and then he does something like this, and she hates him. He's never getting off that goddamn list.
To his credit, it was really only a matter of time before somebody came and stole that silver. So,
correct.
All I did was, like, knock you out together.
And they ain't gonna make it through the winter anyway. He's right. Because once we leave, like, they're fucked. He's weak. The girl can't even pick up a bale of hay, apparently.
Yeah, she looks real sickly.
Like, she can't do shit.
Well, Ginge, do they make it? No. Do they make it? This is going to be my do they make it for the for the recap show. The farmer and his daughter.
No!
And we do find out if they make it, right? We circle back.
We'll circle back.
We circle back to them.
We'll circle back.
We'll circle back. Keep it in your mind.
Anyway, Castle Black, Gilly, you trying to fuck? Poor Sam, nobody believes him. Nobody believes him. Do you see this pretty girl? That she's still with me? Do you think I didn't kill a white?
Right.
Please be serious.
Why would she be sticking around if I didn't?
Right? But poor Gilly. Sam's clearly never plucked a bird. But she, like, she really fully believes in Sam's ability to protect her here.
And he does not.
Yeah, from all these robbers and rapers that they just went down the list when the scene started. This guy's a rapist, this guy, this guy, this guy. And then he goes to see the girl he likes. The only woman at Castle Black. Do you think that Sam made the right decision, Ginge?
So, taking her out of Castle Black could have been a good decision. Where he put her, I think, is a terrible decision.
Like, let's take you down to Molestown, to the brothel.
Yeah,
where,
like,
where everybody goes anyway.
Well, I mean, I guess she'll have more protection there.
In what way? Like, are we talking like the way a pimp protects his hoes?
Essentially.
Like, because like, yeah, that's what's going to happen. Like, she's about to get pimped.
And Sam was very firm on that. No other work. She watches the baby and she cooks and cleans and that is it. And sleeps on the most disgusting pile of whatever I've ever seen. I'll sleep.
Sam, if, I mean, James, if Sam ever came to you and told you that what to do or something somebody needs to do, would you take him seriously? I wouldn't.
No, no.
Sorry, Sam. Like, you might tell me that she doesn't do any other work, but I run shit here, buddy. What are you gonna do? Kill me? Hey, dude, kill me like you killed that White Walker?
That's so rude. I really did kill a White Walker.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Yeah, well, Gilly's surely safe now. Surely.
But to, yeah, and to be fair, like, Sam has good intentions here. But damn it, he didn't think this through.
Nah, he didn't.
Well, what else was he supposed to do with her?
Lock her up in Maester Aemon's room or some shit. I don't know.
Roofie her and put her on a boat.
Exactly.
That's the answer. Found that out last week.
Don't make me laugh. They had leeches. Right. It was the leeches.
Shit worked.
Do we believe in the leeches yet?
No.
Shit, why not?
No.
Two of them leeches is gone.
Dead. Dead and gone.
Nah.
You're really not convinced about the leeches.
Nah.
Okay.
The Lord of Light has guided us through all this.
Sure.
Still need an army. Still broke as fuck.
Yep.
Let the boy go with the good blood.
But Davos is working on it.
Yeah.
Davos is indeed working on it.
He's getting there.
He's getting there.
He's getting there. He's also working on his reading. A nigget. Sounds even worse.
It does sound worse.
Because let's first, like, just for 1 second, I'm gonna dissect this. Because we heard him say nigget, so he knows how night is pronounced. So either he either saw night and pronounced it wrong first with a K, or like he saw night with a K and then pronounced it wrong, and then she corrected him, and then he did it wrong again. And he's just trying to say something. I wish he would just get it out. Just be honest about who you are.
For real. When they put the cut on it, reminds me of the hard R, ain't gonna lie.
Exactly.
They're one and the same.
But don't worry, he's got an idea. He's going to go to the Iron Bank of Braavos. Here this bank is again. Everybody needs money. Yeah.
I wonder. So do you, are you starting to understand a little bit what the Iron Bank is about, or are you still like completely lost of what they're...
I'm still
okay. Really. I think the thing is that the Iron Bank can be swayed. There is a way to sway the Iron Bank here. Because other than telling them, you know, like you haven't won a war, but you got leeches that are working apparently. So maybe that will convince them to give us money. Other than that, what kind of levers do they have?
Right.
Leeches. That's good credit. That's an 850 credit score. But he about to get that 1% APR.
Leeches. It was the leeches. I have to tell you. You ever seen Stand By Me?
Yes.
Yeah. I have not.
You ever seen Stand By Me? There's a whole leech scene.
Good movie.
I hear it's a good movie. I've just never seen it.
Pretty sure it's Stephen King.
It is. It is a Stephen King movie, but it's not like a scary movie.
No.
Yeah. It's Stephen King the
but
way
it's real bus. Yeah.
I honestly think I have it on DVD here somewhere. And I mean, who's watching the DVD anymore?
Yeah.
Me.
Nah.
You still have a DVD player?
Yes, I still have a Blu-ray player. It's the only way I can watch Dogma and
Holy
Spy
shit,
World.
Man. What year are you in?
Dogma is not streaming anywhere. If I want to watch Dogma, I have to watch the DVD. What do you mean?
I feel it because, like, the other day, this is going to be super fucking weird. Bear with me on this tangent here. This is going to be really weird. Don't judge me. But I had the urge to watch. I know, Lauren, you've seen it. I don't know if James has seen it. But it used to come on VH1 all the time. The Jackson 5 and American Dream. It was like a made-for-TV series. It's the fucking best thing ever. And it's not streaming on anything. So I'd have to buy the DVD from Amazon. But the problem is, I don't have a DVD player.
Yeah, you got an Xbox.
James, that Xbox is for College Football 25 only, does it? I don't have a disc drive on my PC. There's an Xbox. My Xbox does have a disc drive, but yeah. I'm not doing that. I can't do that. I played with my Xbox with no sound at the moment. I'm not gonna take the time.
No sound.
Yeah, I can't remember how College Football 25 even sounds. I play that shit silent. And enjoy it.
Nah, I need the sound, bro.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm so confused. Why would you what?
Because I have to do too much to get sound.
Usually he's playing two games at once.
Correct. I am playing two games at once. I'll have like college football up, and then I'll be playing something different.
Yeah.
As well.
Okay.
That's true gamer shit. All right.
Yeah, that is real. That's real gamer shit.
Yeah. You have a baby.
I do. She's doing great. Growing well. Nice and big and strong.
To a brothel. Think of Tywin's proposition.
I thought it was a little, like Tywin being cunning here.
What do you make of?
If I was Oberyn, I wouldn't trust.
Okay.
I wouldn't trust anything that man say.
I'm the opposite. I trust him. Only because Tywin has proven that he has no friends. Like, this proves it. The man that works for you, you're willing to just give him up? You just got to know where to keep Tywin. Like, they say keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So keep him close, Oberyn. Keep him as close as you can.
Ginge, do you feel like Tywin's really giving up the mountain?
No. I don't. I think he's just saying what he needs to say in order to get Oberyn to do what he wants to do.
See, I don't. I think in this case, Tywin needs Oberyn more than he needs the mountain.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
But he, the Martells mean more to him than just the mountain at this point.
Yeah, because remember, Danny's got those dragons that now Tywin is worried about. Like, a few episodes ago, he was just like, ain't nobody worrying about no fucking dragons.
Little house cats.
All of a sudden. But Oberyn did train in poisons at the Citadel. So, could it have been? No.
No, I don't see him doing it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Neither. We just got to narrow this down.
Oberyn just wants one guy. Like, that's all he wants. He has a one-man list. That's all he's got.
Yeah. Is he going to get his man? Not the one at the beginning of the scene. The other one, the mount.
Yeah, the beginning of the scene is like not necessary at all, but
oh well.
Whatever.
They need you to know that Oberyn is a slut.
He's fluid.
I mean, listen. If
he's
I want
water. You hit a bypass, so you go both ways because he's water.
If I want to fuck, I want to fuck. That's it. Period.
Yeah, eventually shit ain't gonna work, so he just said, fuck all your life. Fuck until you can't. That's pretty much what he told him.
He's so fine. Like, it's only fair, really. Anyways. Tyrion seems to have to break up with a lot of hard-headed people. A lot of them.
Should he have drunk Pod too?
No, because Pod is leaving.
You're right. But he gave up a fight. He was like, no, I'm not gonna go. I got your back.
Pod's the fucking man.
Pod is a wonderful person.
Pod is the fucking man.
Now, there's no word of Shay. So, as you said, Shay's on that boat and she's gone. So, we haven't heard anything about her. She's likely gone.
Likely.
We got 2 weeks until a trial. 2 weeks to figure out who's going to speak on your behalf. Don't know how you're going to do it from this prison cell, but good luck.
I'm kind of excited about this trial.
I am very excited about this trial.
I like a good trial.
Me too.
You ever seen the movie 12 Angry Men?
Have not.
Fantastic.
You didn't read 12 Angry Men in middle school?
I didn't read.
Who yeah, I look like? We had to read it, and then we watched the movie. The movie was in black and white, but it was fantastic.
Really good movie.
They made these things called Cliff Notes.
Well, I remember a Cliff Note. I do remember the Cliff Notes.
Or you just don't turn in the book report and get an F. Ta-da!
You know what?
It was such a great role model.
I'm already one book down on my 50 book list for the year. So
okay. Yeah, just don't do your homework. And
but they fucking count. Man, I wish I'd had audiobooks in high school. I might have read Lord of the Flies.
No, if I had audiobooks in high school, things would have been different.
Right. Great expectations.
It would have been different.
The audio version, I'll take that.
I would have read some shit. Listen to some shit.
But anyway, Tyrion has no allies, no friends, nobody who can help him. What happens now? Yikes.
He makes a good point. No, the Sansa's gone. Like, he indeed does look like the killer.
He looks very guilty.
Very guilty.
Very extremely guilty now that Sansa's been squirreled away, like spirited away by Littlefinger, who, again, already tried to set Tyrion up with that. Yep.
But in his mind, that's not the case. She's just gone.
Yeah, because Littlefinger is in the Eyrie. He was supposed to be getting married.
Yep. So
So last time Tyrion was on trial, he chose trial by combat. Now he wanted Jaime, but he got Bronn. Can't have Bronn this time because Bronn's also under investigation. They're getting everybody on these RICO charges. And Jaime is missing a hand. So do we get a real trial? Do we get a trial by combat? What's his, like, what's he going to do? Because, like, he's supposed to call witnesses who he don't call. Ghostbusters?
I was going to say that. It's a good question, though. I think it's going to be an actual trial. Because he knows that Tywin's going to be on the panel. And, you know, Tywin is going to be, is more about the mind. And Tyrion has a good mind, so.
And he knows that the judge is already stacked against him. When he gets the list, he's like, yeah, we're kind of fucked. Like I say, me, I'm kind of fucked.
I mean, Pod is fucked too, because he said he's not going to testify. Like, I'm not going to give him up.
Now, let me ask you, James. If this was a trial by combat, let's just say this ends trial by combat. Who does he choose? Like, if you're Tyrion, who do you choose?
Loras.
Yeah, that's a good option.
Listen, okay.
That's a good option.
All right.
I would not have pulled that. Like, but yeah. I like that option.
I like that. I like that. We're gonna pin that right there. We're gonna pin that right there. Because maybe, perhaps, this is why the wildlings have the reputation that they have. Moving on.
I was trying to figure out your segue here.
The train. I said we're gonna put a pin in it. And now we've moved because the wildlings have a reputation and they've shown us why. Because now they're just killing people. If you don't like boiled potatoes, just say that.
Yeah, they're just mowing through this shit.
Mm-hmm. This little kid gets a real good look at Ygritte too.
Mm-hmm.
Real good look. What did you think of the raid?
And you notice she did not miss.
No, she did.
She don't miss.
She did not miss.
Well, he sent back, huh?
I was gonna say they acted exactly like how I expected them to.
The Thens are scary. Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
You eat your dead parents. Hell yeah. Okay, that's fine. They took away my Xbox last week, so that's whatever. But the kid does make it back to Castle Black to warn the crows that the wildlings are coming.
That kid is quick.
Right?
Super quick.
That kid is quick.
On foot.
How close are we to Castle Black?
I was going
to
say, or we're like right around the corner.
Like right
up. Like, this, they were neighbors.
I'm surprised they ain't.
The house across the street.
Like, how you not hear that?
Right? Oh. You can't convince me this little boy ran on foot for 3 days by himself.
Well, there's two brothers back to Castle Black. Grin and Ed have returned from Craster's, from the mutiny. Seems like, though, we can't have Mance running up on them.
For
how
no
do
reason.
You feel about this plan?
I mean, I know they're like traitors, but I don't know, like killing your own people when you know you got the wildlings coming and you know the White Walkers are coming.
What?
Like,
in this case, though, you got to, because if you don't, they're going to tell Mance there's 70 people over there that can actually fight. Not the 1,000 that John told you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get these motherfuckers out of here. Kill them before they give you up. Kill or be killed. I need Mance thinking that we still have 1,000 people here.
Yeah.
No. And well, plus, like, those guys over there, like, are they really brothers of the Night's Watch? Like,
well, I mean, no.
Yeah, they killed the Lord Commander.
They really ain't watchers on the wall anymore.
They are who they always have been.
Precisely.
They are who we thought they were, but you can't let these motherfuckers off the hook.
Well, I guess we'll pick that up and we'll see if Pip has to kill 100 wildlings.
At least he's honest with himself. I can't kill 100 of them.
Well, Marine, Daenerys Targaryen, manumission abolitionist. I don't like watching men pee in TV shows. It is gross. I hate it. And they did it a lot in this episode. And we saw his mushroom. The first dude. That was... Oh, what a nice little tidbit. I usually look away. Never seen it. Turns out Dario is the most expendable of the men who would like to die for Daenerys. You can go.
Honestly. I don't know if she goes through this whole list. It gives all these good reasons. And then Dario's like, pick me. Okay.
But he gives her a little wink and a little foreplay when he knocks this loser off his horse and then takes his head off. And then they throw a bunch of barrels of chains.
Which I actually like a lot.
You like
which
that?
Part? The chains or Dario?
No, the chains. Them throwing the crates of chains.
Me too.
That to me is like intelligence over, like, that's using your brain over just brawn.
That's getting everybody on your side without even having to say a word.
Yeah, basically.
Because you see all these broken chains, title of the episode, and here we are. Like, now you just won over everybody in there.
But when did they get the catapult? Where'd they come from?
Yeah, they got like 8,000 men that can put shit together, I guess. I don't know.
Where did they get the lumber?
Him in the garage in the back.
I'm just saying that she went to that one city and they were like, we got ships for you. And they could have taken the ships across, but nah, she forgets the ships and somehow finds catapults instead, and then takes catapults down the side of the coast.
They found a Home Depot on the way to Marine. They stopped at Walmart on the way.
Perhaps that'll get answered next week, because that is going to do it for Game of Thrones, Season 4, Episode 3, Breaker of Chains. Anyone to pour one out for?
Yeah, we got to pour one out for our boy Dantos.
Oh, Sir Dantos.
Yeah, he's been with us since the beginning.
I knew you well.
And of name, I think he's the only one of name.
He is. And I guess we can pour one out for the champion of Marine.
Stupid fighter.
We can pour one out for his horse, though.
Always pour one out for the horse.
Yeah, true. Always. But that dude's a stupid fighter. What'd you think of that fight, James? You didn't break down the fight for us. You're our knives and swords experts here.
I mean, it went exactly as expected. Like, I do want to say that him, when he said that horses were dumb or dumber than men, I disagree with that.
Also, I also disagree.
I disagree with that one as well.
All right, and now for the quote segment. Let's take it with the pointy end. I think I have more than y'all, so y'all can decide who goes first.
I'll go first because I got one, and it's from Littlefinger. He says, after he kills Dantos, money buys a man silence for a time. A bolt in the heart buys it forever. He is exactly right. John, take notes, John. Go kill the motherfuckers over there.
That part, listen, Not it came full circle. Look at you. All right, Gingy.
My first one is from Elena. It is, the world is overflowing with horrible things, but they're all a tray of cakes next to death.
Whew. Lemon cake.
And then my last one's from Sir Davos. We're willing to use blood magic to put you on the throne, but we're not willing to pay men to fight. Like,
with what money?
I mean,
do you have men to fight money?
Got the Iron Bank. Got leeches.
The Lord of Light will provide.
Got that good credit score for that loan. That's what I'm going to say. If my credit ever goes to shit and I need to buy another house, I'll just be like, look, the Lord of Light's got me. I got leeches. We good. Trust me, bank.
All right. So my turn. Okay. So first is Sir Davos when he tells Sansa, you're stronger than you know.
You lied.
He is. That's funny.
I just keep going. I just want to trigger you.
You're stronger than you know, Sansa. You're also stronger than TJ knows because he could never be you, sister.
Could never. Wouldn't be me.
When Littlefinger tells her, this is actually a super important quote, when he tells her, you're safe now. I promise you that. You're safe with me. Groomer behavior. Where is Chris Hansen? I need him here immediately. When Lady Olenna tells Margaery, your circumstances have improved markedly. You may not have enjoyed watching him die, but you enjoyed it more than you would have enjoyed being married to him. I can promise you that.
Oh, she's Thanks. Right.
Thanks.
And then Tyrion, whoever killed the king wanted me to lose my head for it. There we are. So just think about those. Now, blind rankings. I have a guess.
I have a guess as well.
All right, what y'all's guess? All right,
earmuffs.
All right, what's we're
gonna talk about it. Everything is free except for 1 and 8.
Okay.
All right, earmuffs. 9.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Ginge, where are you putting it?
Do you want to hear our guess first before you rank it or not?
No,
rank it first.
It's a 10.
Oh, we're off. We said 9. We thought you were going to put it at 9.
I started at 9, but then I was like, nah, it's going 10.
He's like, no.
Like, I was thinking, like, 9 because of the end where she's throwing the chains. Like, I was like, maybe that's enough, but no, it wasn't.
Wow. From first to worst.
Yeah. Right.
It makes sense, though. Like, they got to mellow out the season a little bit in between episode 2 at this very, very high and where we're going to get in, like, 8, 9, 10, you know?
Yeah.
Like, at some point, you got to mellow this shit out. Like, this can't be a fucking season full of just all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they could go 8 episodes hard as fuck.
They could. But it's kind of like, I don't know anything about drugs. I've never done them. But I assume, like, if I were, like, a meth head, I can't just do meth every fucking day and stay high all the time or else I'm going to overdose.
Lie again.
Not what?
Lie again.
You got the answers? Yo, first is roofies, and now it's meth. God damn, James. I thought I knew you. You are not the man I know.
Oh, man, they always chase the high.
Well,
and then you end up OD'd.
Well, they didn't chase the high with this episode, because it was...
No,
yeah, this is the letdown. It's the mellowing out.
So it's all uphill from here. Hopefully, that's what you said.
Yo, imagine like watching this in 2014 after that episode. Imagine watching this high on 420 in 2014, knowing that Joffrey just died, and then like at the end of this, being like, "This is really what they're following this up with."
Yeah,
like if there wasn't a trial coming up, like I'd be like, "Do I even want to continue anymore?"
But they got you with the trial.
But the trial coming up, hopefully be good.
Something in here got you. So.
Well, you got the trial coming. We know the fucking wildlings are right there at Castle Black.
Yeah, girl. We about to go back beyond the wall. We're going to see Carl again.
But like we said, like it's the right move, but you know, that kid got there on his own fairly quick. Like, do we even have enough time to go beyond the wall again?
Good point, Dave.
How many men are we taking to go kill Carl? Who are we sending? Do we send our best fighters?
Questions that need answers, and perhaps they'll be answered next week, because that is going to do it for this episode of Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones Rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening. You can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, G-O-O-D-E, everywhere. So on behalf of my co-hosts, Ginger Spice and TJ, I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.